that are being harnessed through the civil citation process into a solid educational structure. How does that tie into school or continuation of their education? And so, just to wrap this up, I'm just going to say that a lot is happening in construction, remodeling, and refurbishing of, you know, prisons and juvenile facilities, while schools are being closed, under budget, underfunded. And so the prioritization seems to be off. My question is, how can we fix this? What can you guys do legislatively that can pay more attention or focus more light on opening research accessibility to graduate students like myself? Because there seems to be a cocoon in which juvenile delinquency or issues concerning juvenile problems is housed. And so researchers have to go through hoops to access some of these things. And I know there are ethical reasons behind some of this, but a lot of it is sheer ridiculousness, if I should put it simply. So that pretty much sums up my presentation.
Well, thank you very much. And it is a difficult thing, and you're right, it is something. If you can't get access to the data, to the information, how do you reach that conclusion? Clearly, you do have privacy issues and all of those types of things. But it is something that I think each of us can probably go back to our staffs and look into and see what we can do to try to help you. I can tell you we can't get you funding for your doctorate, but we do wish you the best, and expect that next time we see you, I'll be saying Dr. Nelson.
Is there a way that universities, just to add on to that same thing, universities and colleges with serious doctoral programs can have more access in this regard?
It's something we can look into. We don't have the answer here, but it's something we can look into. With that, you are the last speaker, unless there's anybody else here who did want to speak, who didn't sign up.
Mr. Chair, just wanted to say to the Clovis Nelson. Thank you for what you're doing. I hope funding does not deter you from you making your mark and leaving that historical data for the rest of us to use to make changes in our community. So please continue to do what you're doing. As the chair said, we'll see what we can do. But funding is going to be,
Funding is always a problem.
Okay. That seems to be the thing. Okay. I did want to thank everybody for the participation and interest this afternoon. Our next public hearing will be Friday, December 6th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Governmental Center. The reason why we did Fridays is because it was very difficult to find other days that were available, and we felt that it would help out. That hearing will be our local bill hearing. I believe it will require a forum at that hearing. So hopefully those of you who are here will continue to come next time. Excuse me. I think that I'm asking that those of you...
I have an announcement.
Well, I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
So we've got that hearing on the 6th. We have a workshop with the Broward County Commission, which is a working lunch on Tuesday, December 3rd from 12:30 to 2 p.m. They've assured us they will be on time for that, so that we will not be kept waiting. They are providing lunch. A full schedule of public hearings is available on the table that's in the back outside. If you've got any questions, please see Lisa or Faith. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, happy Hanukkah, travel safely. And Senator Sobel is going to have the finishing final words.
I want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah. Thanksgiving and Hanukkah come together the first time in over 100 years. And we'll never see it again. So happy Hanukkah, everybody.
With that, Representative Stark moves, we rise.